Revelation Revealed, Part 1, Section 8, The Overview. The book of Revelation looks more like an Old Testament book than a New Testament book. It looks more like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel than it does the Gospel of John. That is in part because they say there are at least 285 allusions or references to the Old Testament within Revelation. Revelation is full of the wrath of God and the wrath of the Lamb, something you see in the Old Testament prophets, something you see less of in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is my position, that the book of Revelation represents an age unto itself. Right now, we live in what is called the age of grace. For those who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, that age of grace ends at the rapture, and another age begins momentarily. That age is more like the Old Testament because it picks up where the Old Testament left off concerning Israel. Israel did not accomplish what it was meant to accomplish in the Old Testament. And during what we call the Great Tribulation, or the events found in Revelation, God picks up the Israeli story and finishes the judgments and introduces the restoration of Israel as was predicted in the Old Testament by such prophets as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the rest of them. So I believe the book of Revelation and the time period which it describes is a dispensation unto itself, different than the age of grace in which we now live. Now, when we look at the overview of Revelation, the first chapter, especially the first few verses, is introductory. The first chapter really shows us who Jesus presently is. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, he is portrayed as a mighty warrior. This is who Jesus is right now. Sad to say, but much of our understanding, our mental picture of who Jesus is, comes from the gospel accounts alone, where Jesus is seen as the suffering servant. Jesus is no longer the suffering servant that you see in the gospel accounts. He is the Lord of Lords. He sits at the right hand of God the Father in a place of authority, and he is judging the nations of the world in the book of Revelation. Chapters 2 and 3 are seven letters directed to seven specific churches which have present day and future implications. We will talk about these letters more when we get to those chapters. Chapter 4 is where we see John transported into heaven, where he sees certain things happen in heaven. That's what takes place in chapters 4 and 5. Now, from this point on, we must realize that John is in heaven. What he sees is in heaven. Chapter 6 begins the visions of what he sees in heaven that has earthly implications. Chapter 6 concerns the seven seals. Now, we need to recognize this fact, that what John sees in heaven has earthly results. For example, in chapter 6, he sees a white horse, a man on a white horse. That man on the white horse is in heaven. He's not on earth. But what he sees in heaven concerning this man on the white horse has earthly implications. It doesn't mean that there is a man on a white horse on earth. He is in heaven, but what he is doing in heaven has earthly implications. And that's how we should view the rest of what we see in Revelation. I'll talk about this more as we get closer to chapter 6. But from chapter 6 on, it's basically John sees things in heaven that has a corresponding action on earth that eventually results in the white throne judgment, the new heavens and the new earth, and the final part of the book of Revelation where John says, "Come, please, come, Lord Jesus." And that should be every Christian's response after reading the book of Revelation. There should be something in our hearts that says, "Come, Lord Jesus, please come."